So good to see everyone. A little scrambling still going on here. So, would you guys stand with me? Let's declare the word of the Lord this morning. The word of the Lord is welcome. He's welcome, you're welcome, we're all welcome. And so, I just want to honor the Lord this morning. So, Father, thank you for your amazing presence. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity and ability that we have to come and partner with you today. And Father, I pray that you would be glorified and honored in everything that we do, Lord, that you would be enthroned upon the praise of your people this morning. And Lord, we just worship you. We love you. We praise you. You're worthy. You're worthy, God. We love you. You're welcome in this place. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come and flow through here. Flow through our hearts. Flow through this time, Lord. We worship you. Thank you. You're welcome here. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Amen. Thank you.
struggling with. And the word is for people who are having back pain, even radiating down into their legs. And the Lord's saying, if you've been carrying a burden, we're in this place of amazing worship at His feet. I almost feel like I want to sit on the floor to give this word of knowledge. But it's your day of healing. As you just unburden yourself of the things that are weighing you down. And He's saying, I'm here. I'm here. Lay it down. And you will find yourself free of pain. And it will bring you healing.
I think I'm going to segue into that. The Lord's been speaking to me about this painting this morning. And specifically to the youth. So I'm focusing on you guys because He's got me focused on you. And during this last song, it's like I saw Him taking this painting and one at a time He was transposing that into your hearts, each one of you. It's like He was calling you out for your destiny and what He's prepared for you already. And that He's placing this in you, the fire in you, the direction you need to hit the target He has for you to hit. And it's just a calling of destiny on your lives that I just feel is really strong. And I just pray that you will receive that from Him today in a powerful way, in a meaningful way, in a permanent way, in a life-changing way. Come on. Thank you.
So I want to know the word of knowledge that came that speak to anybody. Does anybody in here feel that that's you? Oh, perfect. I would like for you to pray for her. Sue. Into agreement, release of the word right now in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you that you see from the smallest to the most difficult things we're going through. And so I release healing, declare blessing over your body in the name of Jesus. I declare pain is gone in Jesus' name. Let the Spirit flow and just heal your body in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I actually had a word as well. Isaiah 61 says He gives us a crown of beauty for ashes, but it's really speaking of a sense of worth where we feel worthlessness. He wants to restore our minds where we think wrongly about ourselves, where we think wrongly about Him. If we can't think right about Him, we'll never think right about ourselves. And if we see Him wrong, we see ourselves wrong. And so I would like to, I feel like there's something in worship actually that we need to do. And so if you want to respond to this word, I don't feel like this is for one person. I feel like this is for the house, that if you think wrongly, and maybe you don't realize it, just ask the Lord, Lord, is that me? I want you to respond during this next worship and just walk into the altar and just put yourself on the altar and allow God to put a crown of beauty where there's ashes, where there's thoughts of either I'm worthless or I don't think He loves me, or
I'm not sure how I feel about him. I'm not sure how he feels about me. He wants to replace those thoughts with thoughts of life, with thoughts of worth and value and understanding. And so I just want to invite you, again, if you don't even realize, like, oh, maybe I do, maybe I don't, just respond. Step into the altar and say, I want that.
I want to just tag team on this, and what I'm going to say is going to kind of be out there for you, maybe. But for some of you that have heaviness, when you come to get a change of thinking, I want you to ask for godly sorrow. And I'm going to teach on this morning, because some of your sorrow is worldly. And if it's causing regret and you're beating yourself up, you're tearing yourself down, you're less than, that's worldly sorrow. But godly sorrow leads to life and leads to repentance, which means to see new. So you're not just coming and getting rid of your burden, because that's part of it, and he will take your burden. But the Lord wants to change your thinking, so that when you walk out a year, the burden can't come back immediately, because you've changed in your mind. So we're just going to pray that right now. We'll teach on it, but we just want to pray that anyone in this room where you have, your sorrow has been destroying you, instead of healing, being healed. Holy Spirit-led sorrow goes deep and heals wounds that have fettered for a long time. And so, yes, I want to, if that doesn't fit, and it's more what he was thinking, thoughts about yourself, and there needs to be new thinking, do that. But if your burden is really a struggle, I just want to say a prayer. So, Lord, give revelation in this time. Because this isn't teaching time, this is encounter time. We can do both, but we want you to have an encounter right now where there is a real shift, a tangible shift in your heart, in your spirit, when you walk out of these doors today. So, Lord, we ask for that miracle in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. The understanding of this, so you the idea of a crown of beauty during the time that this was written, a crown would have been evergreen boughs. It speaks of life. It speaks of life without death, like your thinking changing from that which is dead to that which is alive. And so I just want to declare in the name of Jesus, Lord, no matter where we see ourselves or we don't see ourselves, whether we've stepped into worldly sorrow without understanding godly sorrow that leads to life, I declare in the name of Jesus, life over you, life over your thinking. I declare an exchange taking place now from worthless thinking to right thinking in the name of Jesus. I declare over you an exchange from worldly sorrow to godly sorrow that leads to life in Jesus' name. And Chugiak, Eagle River, Wasilla, Palmer, Alaska, I declare over you a removing of worthless thinking and a crowning of beauty in the name of Jesus. I declare over Alaska that where those who are empowered in government in America have declared Alaska as worthless in a lot of ways, other than the value of our resources, we say no to that. And we as the people are the resource. We as the people are valuable in Alaska. And so we replace
and exchange worthless thinking for worthwhile and life in the name of Jesus. And those who are contending for godly sorrow right now, I declare over you life, life, life in Jesus' name. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Now, if you want to respond further, I just encourage you to come and stand on this altar. And
there's also a time to celebrate. We've received something. Let's celebrate what God is doing. So if you want to come down and just celebrate, celebrate His faithfulness, celebrate life.
God comes, which I realize he's always there and always here, but when he manifests, I believe that his desire is always to bring an exchange from filthy rags to beautiful garments, from feeling like an orphan to feeling like a son or a daughter, from wrong thinking to right thinking. But I realize that sometimes there's a process we walk through. I realize that sometimes we've been contending maybe for something that we haven't seen, and we sort of put it away or shelve it, and we hear about things like exchanges or right thinking, and we're like, yeah, I've tried that, but I keep finding myself over here. And so I just want to encourage you that there is a shift and an exchange that is always available to us. Whether you feel it or sense it or know it right now, there's a process that we walk through that leads us into the ultimate place that God wants to bring us. But we often stop short because it doesn't happen right now, or it doesn't happen like we want it to, or we don't fall on the floor, or whatever it might be that we're looking for. But I want to encourage you that God, when he shows up, things change and things shift. And sometimes we just have to walk the process to get to where. So today, I just want to encourage you in this. Today, you took a step into shift. Maybe for some of you it happened right now and you completely already know. Maybe for some of you, you're recognizing like, I took a step and I'm going to trust that he's going to be there, and something's taking place in me. I can't feel it yet, but something's taking place in me. He's correcting something. He's fixing something. He's bringing about something. And so I just want to encourage you to not be discouraged. I want to infuse you with courage. I want to put courage in you to stand and say, I am shifting today. I am shifting today from this to that. And it's always a good thing. It's always a good thing, even when it doesn't feel like it. I got you. One sec. I would like to, Ben, I'm ready to do communion. I feel it's important. I believe that it's another shift in our thinking, our understanding. You do not need to leave from being up here unless you want to. But I think it's important that we continue in this really quick here.
So the Lord's been not taking me on a journey that has to do with time and my concept of time and perception of time. And, you know, my earthly perception of time usually is in three categories, past, present, and future. But the Lord has really been working on me and showing me how being with him, living with him, he's given me a new definition for time, and for me, it's called real time. And what you're standing in here right now is what he's showing me to be real time. It's a place where there is no past, no present, no future. It's just real time with him, a place of love and understanding and clarity, and just a comforting place to be. And so I just encourage you to enjoy your real time with the Lord today.
Good morning. I think there's also a time of deliverance that the Lord wants to do. And so when I was praying for you this morning, I felt like there a lot of us are struggle with what's called a foreboding spirit. We're expecting the other shoe to drop. Like we've been through a severe amount of trauma or disappointment or delayed prayers. And so we get this kind of yeah, Lord, I have faith, but help my unbelief, right? Or, Lord, it's just hard. I mean, I'll keep going, but I just don't have a spring in my step because I don't know what's going to happen next. I'm bracing myself. So the Lord wants to take away that bracing of yourself today. And so we're just going to do a deliverance today. So if you could just repeat after me, if this applies to you. Lord, I renounce participating in a foreboding spirit. I break off foreboding evil off my life. And I receive expectation and hope. Breathe a new life right now. Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
So we're at the place, the source, the fountain of all that has been discussed. We're able, like Amity said earlier when we were singing, it's a privilege to walk into the throne room and sit at his feet. But it always hasn't been that way. You understand that, right? The priests were the only ones. The priests of the tribe of Levi, of the sons of Jacob, and only worthy priests were the ones to allow to go into the presence of God. And they did it with a rope tied around their waist, so if they approached unworthily, they could be drug out when the glory of the Lord consumed them. Fortunately, we don't have to do that today. And there's a singular reason why that is possible. Isaiah chapter 1, the beginning of Isaiah's prophecy to Israel, is pretty harsh. It's pretty scary. I don't like your offerings. I don't like your sacrifices, your festivals, your moons. They're all annoying to me. Clean yourselves up. The actual words are, wash you. Wash you before you come to me. And then we get to verse 18, which is the verse we all know. Come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they will be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they will be as wool. Well, I can't will that into effect in my life. I can't make that just suddenly be. This is kind of an exercise in absurdity to show absurdity. He's talking to who he calls the rulers of Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, Sodom and Gomorrah is 1,000 years gone. It's nothing but a parking lot and a salt street sign. But he's telling them, you think you can make yourself pretty to step into my presence. Notice how that says there, come now, let us, some translations say, let's debate your case. Bring what you think you have. You have nothing. You have nothing. 1 Peter 2, verse 5, I don't know if you've got that one, Nate, I'll read it. You also, as living stones, are being built together as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer sacrifices that are acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. What's the key word in that? Through Jesus Christ. If we aren't standing here because of what he accomplished on the cross, we are not in right standing with the King. We were ashes. He's turned us into living stones. We were orphans. He's turned us into sons. We were strangers and foreigners. He's turned us into priests, patterned after our great high priest. And because of Jesus' active participation in that plan and his passive participation in that plan, active because he lived every moment of his life in compliance with the law of the Father, passive because he allowed himself to be made sin, made my offering, put on the altar, and consumed for my sin. Because of that, I am now a living stone. able to stand here, walk into the presence of Almighty God, and receive what He has for me. Without that, none of this is possible. Jesus alone is the gateway that we enter into the Father's presence. Jesus, You alone are worthy of our praise. All our hope, all our life, all our joy, all our future is found in You. Without You, we are nothing. With You, we are new creatures. What an amazing sacrifice. What willingness You demonstrated to follow the Father's heart. May we be consumed with love for You this morning that changes our perception of You, of each other, and of the world around us. Teach us to love like You love. We thank You for this offering. The thing that You willingly gave up, Your life on our behalf. In Jesus' name, amen.
You can go ahead and find a seat. You can sit right there.